So it's a very special evening tomorrow night in Three Rivers at Brewster's. It's not only bike night, the bike night finale, but it's to benefit Talons Out. We're trying to get as many World War II veterans to see the War Memorial in Washington, D.C. And with us is Mr. Chester Wernicke, one of the hopefully recipients of one of the flights. Welcome, Chester. Good morning.
Good morning, Kim. Glad to be with you this morning.
Chester, now where do you live?
We live now in Battle Creek, but we're from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
We were talking about your shrine to the Steelers at your neighbors love that, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they like to see all our stuff that we have hanging up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here in the studio, and it'd be wonderful if you could attend, obviously, and that's our goal. So.
Yes, I'm glad to be here, and I'm anxious to go on our trip. And I'm be happy to do whatever I can to help this cause.
You bet.
What branch of the military?
I was in the Army, and I was in an armored division. And my division was from mostly Pennsylvania and New York. And we went in after D-Day, and we fought all through France and Europe.
Definitely the greatest generation ever, and God bless you for your service.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
You can toot your own horn, too. I understand you're highly decorated.
Well, just doing my duty, whatever we had to do, we did. And I was glad to be part of it. We were in Europe in a combat for about 230-some days. We went in and relieved the 4th Infantry Division in Normandy, and then we fought through France and we were just in southern France when the Bulge broke out, and we went to the Bulge. We drove a day and a half to go to the Bulge from where we were, and we fought mostly at Bastogne, relieved 101st Airborne. I was very fortunate going through the war that I got through it, and nothing had happened to me, and I was glad that I was part of it. I wouldn't want to miss it for anything.
How old were you when you went into the Army?
Well, I went in the Army in February 1943. I was 18, and I got discharged in October 1945. So I was in a good part of my time I spent in England before D-Day. I was there 6 months before D-Day, and we had a nice, very good time in England on the maneuvers and also practicing different things you would need in Europe. But I don't think we were ready enough for the hedgerows. We weren't familiar with armor. Of course, we had to get to our breakthrough. We made our breakthrough at Avranches. That's where I lost my first officer. In the armored division, we had three combat teams, Combat A, Combat B, and Reserve Combat. And each combat team had a battalion of infantry, artillery, tanks, and supporting units. And most of the time, I was in Combat Team A.
A lot of us forget, too, that you mentioned you were 18 when you went in. You're just basically a boy at the time, and so many young men, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, went in to fight for our country.
Yes, I was just finishing high school. It was in my last year, and I wanted to graduate high school before I went in the Army. And I was drafted, and I went in, as I said, in the beginning of February 1943. And I was in the artillery all the time, and we, in armored artillery, we had what they called SPs, self-propelled guns. They were like tanks with the open top with 105s mounted on them. And my job in combat was driving a Jeep, being a forward observer section, and we supplied artillery support for the infantry. So I was with mostly with them more than I was back in my batteries. And of course, being with them, I was able to see a lot more action than I would normally.
Well, so many like yourself deserve to see this war memorial, and we're going to do our best to get you on that plane to see it, because I know it's going to mean a tremendous amount.
I'm sure we would like to get a lot more men to participate and go with it, because mm-hmm. it's one of our last great things that we can do, I think. And it was nice serving during the war. I wouldn't want to miss it, but I don't want to miss this flight either.
Yeah.
So I think this will be ideal for us old-timers to see this and remember it. I can remember Bob Dole taking the pledges for to put the monuments up, and my niece gave him a donation for me, so I'm listening to Battle of the Bulge, so I'll be glad to go and see that.
All right. Well, tomorrow night we're going to definitely work toward that goal.
Tomorrow night, Brewster's and Three Rivers. Even if you don't have a motorbike, feel free to to come and join us.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here again, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope I can do my part to help this situation.
All right, you certainly are.
A good turnout for everything.
Definitely.